Blog Talk Radio.
Unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministries, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Dearly beloved, so many are dying and going to hell, yet there should be an opportunity for salvation that comes from the mouth of God's people. How will they know if you don't tell them? There is salvation in the name of the Lord. But will you make it a priority in your life to declare His name each day of your life to other people? Romans 10 verses 13 through 15 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Beloved, you have an assignment today. Go out into the highways and edges and compel them to come to Jesus Christ. They walk by you each day. Stop them and tell them about Jesus Christ. Or give them a tract that offers them salvation through Jesus Christ. Carry literature about Jesus Christ with you at all times. For each time that you walk out of your home, it is an opportunity to share Jesus Christ with a lost soul. Share Him with those with you in the elevator, at fast food restaurants, at stores, at toll booths, at schools, on your job, at your church, at voting pools, at malls, when you mail out bills, put a tract in it, in public bathrooms, send out one or more letters or tracts a day to houses in your community, in airports, at train stations, everywhere that you go, every single day. It's not impossible to do this. Yet, the most difficult part is starting. The enemy will challenge you at the starting point with heavy opposition. He doesn't like contagious Christians. Beloved child of God, make it your goal to talk to at least one person or more about Jesus Christ every day of your life from this point on. Make it your goal to hand out at least one tract or piece of literature about salvation through Jesus Christ every day. Make it your goal to try and win one person to Jesus Christ each day. Without setting these goals, then what will you strive for? Not everyone will respond affirmatively, but it is the responsibility of the Christian to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. You must make your life profitable for the kingdom of God. Time is running out, beloved, and souls are in great need of the testimony of Jesus Christ. That is in your heart. Go and share with them the love of God in the sending of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the sins of the world. People have ears to hear, yet you must be willing to speak to them each day. It starts with 1 + 1 + 1 + 1, adds up over time. Start by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with one person each day, and as you continue, you will change the eternal tomorrows of many over time. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully, let me say it again. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Myself and my family line, I repent for and renounce, forgetting you, Lord, and exalting myself as Lord of my life, worshiping your gifts instead of you, God the silver giver of gifts, not guarding my heart with all diligence toward you, Lord, not rendering and acting upon the word of God, not spending enough time with you, not sowing with an attitude of righteousness, and therefore not reaping the fruit of unfailing love, not breaking up my unplowed ground, which has resulted in hard-heartedness, not extending and receiving mercy for myself and others, plowing wickedness and reaping injustice, eating the fruit of lies and deception, trusting in my own ways and my own strength. I repent and renounce wearing a crown of pride. I choose to exchange the crown of pride for the crown of glory and the diadem of beauty. For myself and my family line, I repent for and renounce being apathetic and passive towards our government inheritance and not being partakers and stewards of prayer concerning the government and the battle at the gate. I choose now to be a gatekeeper and watchman of prayer concerning the government of my home, my neighborhood, my city, my country, my state, and the world. I have a longing for justice and righteousness. I receive your wisdom for strategies that will bring victory to your kingdom. I declare that I will enter into your glory. I declare that I will no longer allow my sin to separate me from your glory. I declare that I want to come and sup with you, Lord. I declare I want you to disclose your face to me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. or write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry at House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.riversofrevival.com. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from John chapter 17, the King James Version. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify the Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known all things whatsoever thou hast given me or of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, tonight's lesson will be understanding intercessory deliverance. Because many Christians have never heard the term intercessorial deliverance, I find it necessary that we begin this lesson by explaining the meaning of this term. Many Christians confuse petition prayer with intercession. Although they have different meanings, both can still be used in an intercessorial deliverance. Now, there's also basic prayer, in which a person can speak to God regarding anything while intercession is speaking to God on behalf of others, standing in the gap for them. Let's get to the root of the word intercessorial. The word intercessorial is derived from the root word intercession. The Hebrew word for intercession is paga, meaning come, betwixt, cause to entreat, make intercession, meet together, pray, reach and run. The Greek word for intercession is pronounced entun kano, meaning confer with, to entreat, in favor or against. Deal with, make intercessions. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defines intercession as entreaty in favor of another, mediation in a dispute. In layman's terms, intercessorial deliverance is seeking deliverance through prayer on behalf of another or others. Intercessorial deliverance is prayer that is intended to set deliverance in some capacity, including stopping future plans of the enemy regarding a person, place, or thing. That prayer can be to keep people from coming under demonic attack, influence, oppression, or possession in the present or in the future. It can also be to release people or places who are presently in bondage to the enemy. John 17, verse 9 through 15 says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. In verse 15 of the above text, we see Jesus Christ praying to the Father, in which he is petitioning the Father for future deliverance from evil for those who would follow him in every generation that was ever to come, including ours. This is both petitioning and interceding, because he was asking something for us and not for himself, as well as he was standing in the gap, interceding on our behalf, so that we would be kept from evil. Intercessorial deliverance can deliver a person, people, or place from both consequences that come from sinful behavior, as well as removing demonic spirits that cause those actions. As I have stated earlier, intercessorial deliverance is not just binding spirits on behalf of others. Rather, it also includes bringing other people's issue to God and asking Him to deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ. This brings God into the equation and does not try to make it based on us. Whenever you are praying for others who the enemy is oppressing through issues and circumstances, then it can most often be categorized as intercessorial deliverance. We will take a short break and come right back. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. And as we conclude this segment of the lesson, if you desire to know more about curses and understanding deliverance, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371. Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. At this time, we would like to extend an invitation to those who have not known Jesus Christ and to those who have not accepted Him as the Lord and Savior of their lives. Tonight we encourage you to take a stand against the enemy and to submit to Jesus Christ tonight and accept Him as your Lord and Savior.
My Jesus, I love Thee. Thank you.
Romans 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Beloved, if we repent of our sinfulness, then confess and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we will be saved from the penalty of sin. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin. We must believe it. The gospel offers us a person in Jesus Christ who paid our penalty and deserves to be Lord of our lives. We must receive him. Tonight, I would like to invite you to join me in prayer, telling him you are ready to trust him, to save you from the penalty of sin, and to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Tonight, he is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, waiting to be your Lord and Master. Do not reject him tonight. I am pleading with you to accept Jesus Christ tonight as your Lord and Savior. I am going to ask you to submit to him by repenting of your sins and enthrone him in the center of your heart, and to proclaim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Beloved, please join me in prayer right now. But let the words be your own. Don't just repeat words as if they were spiritual chants, but speak them to the personal God who loves you enough to die for you. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the only God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. Tonight I repent and I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. If you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, and you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. May the Lord bless and keep you. I pray, O God, that those who have listened to this show tonight will be touched by the teachings, and that they reflect on their lives and to determine whether it's going to be eternal damnation or eternity with Jesus Christ. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and good night.
Thank you.